Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday. Really fast, before we bring our guest on, I want to let you know some wrestling dates out there. We have NWA Blue Collar Wrestling tonight featuring Tokyo Monster Kahagas and Ring of Honor stars BJ Whitmer and Kelly Klein tonight. Also, All-Star Wrestling in Christiansburg, Virginia with Casey Carlisle. We also have KDW in Jeffersonville, Indiana, and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood in Port Huneme, California today. And I would like to welcome to the show, speaking of that show, Ashley Grace. Ms. Grace, welcome to our program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Since it's your first time on our show, we're going to give you the first timer's question. How did you get into the professional wrestling industry?
Long story short, I grew up with my older brother and his friends, and being the little sister, they would suplex me and all that on the beds, the sofas, and just beat me up. And then I realized around 13 years old, watching wasn't enough, so I graduated from high school and started training.
Did you have any type of background as far as athletically to prepare you for wrestling training, or was wrestling the sole pursuit you had in life at that point?
Oh, no, I did track and field in high school. I've played soccer my entire life, so I had some athletic background.
Now, so far in your young career, you've been traveling quite a bit. You've gone all the way from California to Indiana, where you've won championship gold. What's it been like being able to travel around so early on in your career?
It's been overwhelming a little bit, to be honest. If you asked me 2 years ago when I started where I'd be 2 years later, traveling would not have been my answer. When I first started, I just saw myself staying in California, especially just staying around Southern California locally. And now that I'm doing way more than that, way more than my original goal, it's amazing.
The first time you got on a plane to go somewhere to wrestle, what was going through your mind at that moment?
My exact thoughts were probably, is this really happening? Hopefully I make it there. Hopefully I don't just have a panic attack on my way. Super nervous.
Well, luckily you did not panic in Madison when you won the NWA Midwest Women's title. That's a pretty big accomplishment for someone from California that doesn't regularly wrestle out there to accomplish, especially someone that isn't too far into their career. Do you think that having the opportunities like that puts you a little bit ahead of the game compared to a lot of the people in your same age and experience bracket?
I would want to think like that, but I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, honestly.
Well, one of the things I have noticed is you're pretty fearless in the ring. Sometimes some objects get involved in there, like Legos, and there's all kinds of really hard-hitting opponents that you face that are not to be trifled with by anyone. What's it like getting in the ring and you're in there with some pretty powerful women, and a lot of times there's objects being thrown around in there?
It's a little bit intimidating because I'm so small, you know, only being 5'2", and then I'm going against women who are twice my height almost and stuff. It's intimidating, but like you said, I try to have that fearless attitude. I want to win. I want to do my best, do whatever I can, so I'm up for any challenge.
Now, since you do go up against opponents that have more size and power than you do on a regular basis, and you get involved in some pretty crazy stipulation matches, what's been some of the injuries thus far that you've had to overcome?
I've had nerve damage in my right elbow for about a year now. I was put through some thumbtacks March of 2015. I had a bunch just in my right elbow. When they were finally removed, it just was very tingly. I didn't really feel pain or anything there. Then, you know, about a week later for healing time, I just lost all feeling. That's one. I've fractured my right wrist due to some objects in the past, but that's about it.
Now, was the thing with the thumbtacks, was that basically a stinger?
No.
More severe than a stinger.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I lost all feeling, like, permanently, so.
Yeah, that's never a good day at the office when that happens.
Oh, definitely not.
Well, I know in Southern California there's a few training schools out there, and I'm sure you've come across wrestlers that have come from several different schools. If someone was planning to get into the professional wrestling industry and wanted your advice, which school would you recommend that they attend?
I feel it depends on what's closest to them. I mean, we have schools all around Southern California. I mean, some more towards the L.A. area, some in the San Bernardino area, then, like, the San Diego area. I mean, from what I know, we have two in San Diego, a couple up in L.A., and then one or two in, you know, around the San Bernardino area. So it really just depends on what's closest to the person.
Now, in Southern California, there's a lot of Lucha Libre influence as well, being that close to Mexico. Do you do a lot of lucha-style matches yourself? Have you been trained in that particular form of wrestling?
Oh, definitely. Being in Southern California, that is a need to know.
Now, I would imagine there's a lot of wrestlers that come into Southern California from out of the area as well. Do you see that it's harder for people that come out from different areas, even if they have experience in the American style, to pick up the lucha style?
If they've never done it before, it can be really difficult. But you, like, as long as, like, we have countless trainers here in Southern California who specialize in lucha libre. So, like, you have opportunities to learn and improve on it, regardless of where you come from.
Well, at this point, my co-host QT is standing by, so I'm going to pass things to him for a little bit.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sungai. Hello, well, Ashley.
Hello.
Ashley, you said you went out for the track team in high school. Can I guess that your event you mainly participated in was the 1600 meters?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of ruled out high jumping or the shot put. Yes.
Oh.
Although I predict that at one time you did try the shot put, and I believe for girls in high school the weight is 6 pounds. Am I correct in saying that you threw the shot put on a trial basis?
I never did.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, can I say that it's correct to assume that you tried high jumping, but maybe not in competition?
I did try it. I did.
Okay, I'm going to say, based on my ring analysis of your many wrestling matches on YouTube and your leg strength and leaping ability that I saw sometimes in the ring, I'm going to guess that you high jumped near 4'11" even.
Oh, man, I don't remember. It was so long ago, but...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Ashley, are you familiar that high schooler Mary Kane broke the 2-minute mark for the 800 meters for high school girls in 2014?
Really? Did not know that.
Yes. That's Mary Kane, and I believe she wound up going pro and running for the Nike Oregon Project near Portland, Oregon.
Huh. Pretty
yeah.
cool.
Oh, okay. Now, are you aware that Molly Huddle, our 10,000-meter runner, just got 6th in the Olympics in the 6.2 miles? She broke her own personal best by 44 seconds, and I believe her time dipped under 31 minutes for 6 miles. I think she ran a 30-minute and 38-second, 6.2 miles, and the winner of the women's 10,000 meters, this Olympics ran under 30 minutes. I think it was 29:40, an unbelievable time.
That is insane. I could never do that.
Yes, I'd have trouble biking that myself downhill. Yes. All right. Now, Ashley, you said growing up that your brothers and his friends used to suplex you on couches. Is it safe to say that your brother is now one of your biggest fans?
Yeah. My older brother supports me like crazy. I mean, he was the first person I told when it hit me officially that I wanted to do professional wrestling. I told him because I was scared to tell my parents. He's like, just do it, man. Just get out there. Start doing it. I'm like, fine, I will.
All right, now did your brother himself go out for high school wrestling, or did your brother have any aspirations of becoming a professional wrestler himself?
No, he just did football and then stopped.
Oh, okay, football. All right, now seeing that you're 5'2", and I'm going to guess a trim 125.5 pounds, how big was your brother?
How big is my brother?
Yes.
I'm going to say 5'7", maybe 250 pounds. If he hears this, he's going to kill me.
250 pounds?
I'm going to assume. He's a big guy.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, what was it like the first time where you grabbed him in a bear hug and lifted him off his feet from behind?
That has yet to happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, actually, I saw your wrestling match on YouTube entitled Tab Jackson versus Ashley Grace on the Mini Green Show, and the subtitle says Lego Death Match, and this was mentioned by Sign Guy earlier about the Legos. My question is, are you yourself a collector of Legos? And if so, do you have the Ultimate Collector's Millennium Falcon that retails for $3,987.40.
I am a collector of Legos, and yes, I do. I'm a diehard Star Wars fan. You bet I got that.
Oh, my, you got the Ultimate Collector's Millennial Falcon?
Yeah, it was a gift, like Christmas.
Wow, well, that's a very expensive gift. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who may have given you this, and was it for Christmas or your birthday?
Let's just say it was for Christmas. It was a little later, but it's okay. It was still my technical Christmas gift. And the majority of my family all pitched in for it because I went on a huge, spiel. I was at home one day just oh, I want this so bad, telling my dad, telling my mom, remember, I have my birthday, I have Christmas, we have all these opportunities, just wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then, a week after Christmas, they just surprised me with, my parents, my uncles, a bunch of my family just all pitched in for it. I'm like, oh, you guys are the best.
Wow, very interesting. That's fantastic. Can we ask what color this Ultimate Collector's Millennium Falcon is?
Take a guess.
I'm going to say it's a bunch of colors like the rainbow, plus some muted gray. Is it the colors of the rainbow and muted gray and maybe some pink thrown in?
No rainbow. It's very standard.
Oh, okay. All right, standard, okay. Now, is your next goal to get the Imperial Star Destroyer that sells for $1,744?
If I get the opportunity.
Oh, okay. Now, Ashley, I was made aware of this Imperial Star Destroyer and the Millennium Falcon by doing a Google search, and they list the 25 most valuable Lego sets of all time. When you finally make it to, TNA, or you start wrestling for Vince McMahon, and you capture that all-important cruiserweight championship, will you be able to afford all 25 of these valuable Lego sets?
Probably not, because those things are expensive.
Oh.
But I'll do my best.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, actually, the first time that I saw the Legos in the ring with that match was at the 5:43 mark, just when Tab Jackson was crawling back into the ring. In hindsight, should you have spread them out more, say, in a trapezoidal pattern?
Now that I'm looking, thinking about it, I probably should have. But, the mind's racing, you're not thinking. All you see is your opponent coming back in. You're like, nope, just hurry up. Don't give her the opportunity to get me first.
Ah, yes, survivor's instinct, yes, okay. Well, Ashley, the video of this match was stopped at the 3:27 mark, and your opponent is giving an interview with a lady who calls herself Minnie Green for Epic Vibes Television. Tab can be seen wearing a shirt that says, Heroes in a Half Shell. My question is, have you ever been to the Half Shell Oyster Bar in Key West, Florida?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Is it your goal someday to travel to the Sunshine State and wrestle, let's say, in the Upper Keys, like Isle Mirada?
I'd want to.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you yourself a good fly fisherman? Because they have some pretty good fly fishing in the Florida Keys. That's what I'm getting at.
No. Nope.
Oh, okay. I asked that question because I think you've got the shoulder and arm strength to handle some of those tarpon that are on the Florida Straits. Yes, the tarpon, a mighty, mighty sports fish that gives up a good fight. That's what I'm getting at. Yes. All right. Well, Ashley, at the 4:51 mark, she hit you with a knife-edge chop to the chest that sounded like it had pretty good impact. Almost up to the knife-edge chops I saw last night at La Problemita's in Bremerton, Washington. My question is, what is the hardest knife-edge chop that you have received from a male wrestler?
Oh, man. My debut, October 11, 2014, actually my 19th birthday, I was in a Rumble. And I remember B-Boy got me in a corner, and he just went to town. I mean, he got me so bad. I'm just standing like, this is not fun. Why am I doing this to myself? It was so hard.
Ooh,
it broke
it
skin.
Like
I'm like,
it?
Jesus.
Did he at the time, did he have an executioner's mask on?
He was wearing it, but not in the ring at the moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, actually, Minnie Green came back on to interview you at the 6:49 mark, and I noticed you were wearing a Darth Vader sweatshirt. My question is if you could travel back to 1977 and challenge Han Solo in a Hell in a Cell barbed wire match with a Lego Death Star firmly glued to the second turnbuckle in the southeast corner of the ring, how fast could you make Han Solo submit?
Would I make him submit?
Oh, no, it's not a question of would you. It's how fast you could make Han Solo submit with that Death Star in the corner. Yes.
Probably not fast at all. I could do my best, but it's Han Solo. Let's be real for a sec.
Oh, okay. Okay, Hansel. All right. Well, now you told Minnie that your signature move was a springboard bulldog. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what a springboard bulldog is?
Yeah, I can do my best. You hook them for a regular bulldog. You run towards the ropes. Use your feet. Like, you jump. Use your feet on the top. Rope, spin, like springboard up the top rope, spin with it, and then plant them into the mat.
Wow, okay. Now, when you were first training on this and you were away from the ring and after you went home, did you ever stop into some of those gymnastic stores or sites where you can springboard into foam rubber, and did you practice that?
Yes, a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Ashley, on the Big Bang Theory, Amy Farrah Fowler is a big fan of the tiara, and especially if given as a gift from Sheldon Cooper. My question is, have you yourself ever worn a tiara in the ring?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Can you explain why you wore the tiara in the ring and under what circumstance? And were you facing a mountain of a man at the time?
I was wrestling at Empire Wrestling Federation here in California, and I had to make it clear that I was the queen of the ring. So I came out with a nice big tiara on and wrestled Holodead, who has recently worked in Japan. And, you know, EWF is my territory. I'm the woman there, so I had to make it clear. It's my ring. I'm the queen.
Wow. All right. Okay. Very good. Queen of the ring. That reminds me of Charmelle, who also personified queen-like status, Booker T's wife. Were you a big fan of Booker T growing up?
Yes. Very big fan.
Were you a huge fan of Goldust, that video where he met Booker T at the 7-Eleven and offered him a bite of his weenie?
You know, being as young as I was at that moment, I didn't get it. I was like, it went over my head. So being a little older, I think I'm like, wow, because, you know, that's appropriate for a child to be watching. Ha, ha, ha. Good one, Goldust.
Yes. Goldust had Booker T kind of perplexed and nervous. Yes. Okay. Well, Ashley, mm-hmm. Who is Dirty Dog Bosco the Hunted?
What about him?
Who is Dirty Dog Bosco? I saw him in that video that you were in. Yes, he came on afterwards and was mentioned by a man in it, like in an underground dungeon. He mentioned Dirty Dog Bosco. I think he's a designate of Southern California wrestling. Have you heard of him?
Yes, actually. I've seen him quite a few times. I wrestled him once. He is the dirtiest guy out there, quite literally. He's filthy. He smells. I don't think he knows what a shower is, but that's none of my business. But I do have to admit, the stench and the filth can really get to his opponents. I mean, I stepped in that ring. I'm like, oh, goodness, what am I doing to myself? I think the fumes of him might just kill me.
Oh, my gosh, what the? Now, I know that some of these motorcycle clubs down in Southern California, like the Bandidos and the Hells Angels, they put their leather jackets on regardless of what the weather might be. It might be 90 or 100 outside. And they'll be riding around in their leather jackets, and they never wash these leather jackets. They'll work on their motorcycles on them and get oil on them, and it's very rare where they'll get washed. The only washing it does is probably in a cloudburst in Southern California. Do you think a Dirty Dog Bosco smelled like one of the Hell's Angels' leather jackets? That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
Possibly worse.
Oh!
I mean,
oh, okay.
I mean, if you ever saw him in person, I think you'd get it. I can't explain how bad it was.
Wow, all right. Have any of his opponents that have to wrestle Dirty Dog ever come to the ring with a clothespin on their nose? That's what I'm asking.
No. No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, guys, we've got just a little bit of time. I know Ashley is at a show, and she needs to prepare for her match, so... Before we let you go, Ashley, if you want to say anything to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you have going on, social media, upcoming shows, merchandise, anything at all, go right ahead.
Okay, well, if you live in the LA area or have U2 America or anything, make sure you check out Championship Wrestling from Hollywood here in Port Hueneme, California. Great show. You'll love it. I guarantee it. I'm honest, so that's kind of cool, too. But you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just look up my name. And, yeah, just that.
All right. Well, best of luck to you today. Be safe in the ring. And we'd love to have you back in the future. And definitely, hopefully, we'll get you up here in our neck of the woods in the Pacific Northwest at some point.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Watch out for
Dirty
Dog Bosco.
If you get the chance, go watch Ashley Grace perform. She's a great performer, just getting started in her career, really. Should be outstanding in the years to come. So check her out, and we will talk to you next week.